This is WKSU News. I'm Kabir Bhatia. You have questions about voting this fall, everything from what happens to absentee ballot applications to the security of each county's drop box. You asked, we're answering in our first Oh Really? Election Protection Conversation. I'm joined by Jen Miller, director of the Ohio League of Women Voters, who begins by discussing why some people are getting multiple absentee ballot applications.
So it's not uncommon to have absentee applications mailed to you several times during a big election year, like a presidential election. So don't be worried if you get multiple applications in the mail, maybe from nonprofits, maybe from the Secretary of State, maybe from your own board of elections. The big thing is just make sure you fill your application out correctly. You get that in to your board of elections as soon as possible, and then you can track your ballot and make sure that they received that online. So if you do get an application in the mail from your board of elections, you're going to want to look at that closely because it could mean that you messed up your application. You know, so something common is maybe you put your kid's birthday instead of yours, or they can't read something, or they think your signature doesn't match. So if you do get one from the Board of Elections specifically, make sure you're opening that and looking at it, because it could be a notice that they need you to reapply.
That's a good point. Our next question comes from Miriam Ray from Talmadge.
My husband and I applied early to get our ballot to be able to vote from home. And I returned them in the same envelope with a return of just my name. And I heard that the return had to match what was inside the envelope. And I was wondering if having two requests for ballots in the same envelope interferes with being able to get our ballots.
Your applications, your absentee applications, you can put multiple in one envelope. That's different with the ballot. You need to use, once your absentee ballot comes and it has its own envelope, please use that envelope. But for the application, all can go into one envelope.
Now, once the board receives a ballot application, and then later when they receive your actual ballot, there's a way to track those online, right?
You can find yours by going to your county board of elections or by going to the Secretary of State site, put your information in there, and it will help you follow where your application or ballot is in the process.
So when it comes to actually dropping off the ballots, we have a question from Wendy Van Ittersom from Hudson.
My husband and I have applied for absentee ballots and plan to turn our completed ballots in at the Board of Elections. I'm wondering if I can turn in both of our ballots or if he needs to turn in his individually.
And separately, we've also been asked how many ballots a single person can turn in.
So it's not about number, it's about who you are to the voter. You can only drop off ballots for immediate family members. So you could drop it off for your parents, your children, your brother, but those immediate family members are the only ones that can drop off a ballot for another voter. Make sure that you also check where your drop box is located. Your drop box might not be in the same place as your early voting location, and you have to return it to your county's drop box. There's not ability for, say, Geauga County to get ballots to Cuyahoga and vice versa.
And we have a map of all the drop boxes in Ohio at WKSU.org. The next question is from an anonymous listener from Akron. She wants to know about security around the drop boxes and whether the contents can be damaged.
So every county could decide if they wanted to have a guard or not, but they will have 24-hour surveillance. There's nothing else that's going to be put in that drop box other than registration. You can actually, in that drop box, you can also put your registration form, your absentee request form, as well as your absentee ballot, but it's all going to be paper. So the likelihood that it's going to get damaged from some other product or box or something is unlikely. So that's good. Also, a Republican and Democrat will empty those drop boxes together. Every aspect of our elections calls for bipartisan teams, whether it's setting up the machines on election day, whether it's counting ballots. And this is another piece of that, where there would be a Republican and Democrat getting those ballots together from the drop box.
That's Jen Miller from the League of Women Voters of Ohio, and we'll answer more of your election questions in our next installment. If you have a question about voting, ask us now at WKSU.org.